A Christian aid team sends first responders to the tsunami-ravaged Solomon Islands. An evangelist dies at the hands of extremists in Ethiopia, and a missions team brings hope and healing to Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A massive earthquake measuring 8.0 on the Richter scale hit the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific Monday. It leveled buildings, and the resulting tsunami sucked homes into the sea. Speaking from the islands, World Vision's Frida Khanna says many were affected.
At least 60,000 or more people affected. Up to 20 villages have been completely washed away, and World Vision and other organizations are planning to deliver water, food, and shelter.
According to Khanna, many people have died, but lack of communications is preventing information from getting out of the region. World Vision's Rachel Wolf says there are many challenges.
The main airport in Gizo that has been hard hit, the airport's been flooded, so it's going to be a challenge even just to get there.
World Vision's reaching out as the hands and feet of Christ. Go to our website to help. Next, an Ethiopian street evangelist was murdered in Ethiopia last week. While working, he passed a mosque just as a group of Muslim extremists were exiting. They dragged him into the mosque and beat him to death. Sources say they're warning Christians that they'll combat evangelism. This is the second violent attack in 6 months, and prayer is needed since such attacks may continue if justice isn't brought to the attackers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zimbabwe is facing the triple threat of food shortage, HIV/AIDS, and poverty. The UN says that's exacerbated under the leadership of President Robert Mugabe. Aid agencies are alarmed because this affects the most vulnerable people in the country. Global Aid Network's Tim Burns says their team just returned from a trip to the northeastern part of the country. Their team was there providing basic medical care, and as a result,
over 1,500 people over 4.5 days gave their life to Christ. And so they're very receptive to the gospel, very open, and especially when they see the love of Jesus, not just in words, but in action by Christians pouring out their love and attending to their needs.
What now? Burns says
one of the main objectives of us going in was primary care and medical care, share Jesus, but secondly, to soften the soil for the missionaries and the churches that are already there, and to give them an open door to continue ministering long after we've gone.
Meanwhile, next week, Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley will be tackling the graft and corruption in Kenya's economic system through their Marketplace Missions conferences.
We want to really encourage and equip emerging business persons that are believers to see that God wants to use their business to bless the nation, to bless the church, and create resources to be a blessing.
The new paradigm in missions is a great commission force in the marketplace. Shibley says Kenya's economic situation won't change overnight, but they're encouraging these Christians to be forward thinkers.
They're sowing seeds for their sons and daughters and their grandchildren and the nation that they will inherit one day by one person at a time building into the spiritual capital, doing transactions from a godly perspective by integrating faith into their day-to-day business operations.
And the deadline for donating to Book of Hope's Easter outreach is April 8th. Thanks to a matching fund, they can now double your gifts. This Easter, they'll be airing the Indian version of the Godman film on cable TV to millions across India. They also expect to reach 2 million youth with the printed Book of Hope. You can donate instantly online by visiting our website. They're asking you to also join them in prayer for this outreach Easter morning. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Calls reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns, fresh arrangements making yesterday's favorites come alive for the next generation. Get your free CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or get the First Call CD at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.